friends. This is Joe Franks. It's Thursday, November 11th, and this is another podcast just to encourage you to understand the incredible grace of Jesus Christ. So what happens now that you and I have sinned? Maybe we have fallen or stumbled into our sin. Maybe we have jumped willingly, egregiously into some sin. The world points its fingers at us and laughs. The devil whispers in our ear, we're not really believers in Jesus Christ. We hate it on the inside. We know we have once again proven that we have not loved God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And at this point, we are tempted to run to God, but not with great ambition or confidence. We kind of feel like a dog does when it hears its master yell shame, that it kind of slinks into its presence and kind of finds its place in the corner. Yes, sometimes we are very, very tempted to put ourselves on some sort of a probation, in a timeout of sorts. But I want to encourage you, don't believe Satan's lie. Don't listen to your emotions. Never mind the world pointing its fingers at you. This is not the time for timeout. This is the time to call out. Maybe this example from Scripture will help you. In Genesis 12, we see the ups and downs of the Christian life. Abram was singled out. The Lord chose him, came his way, arrested his attention. Abram was God's predestined saint. Abram was called out. He was to leave the land of Ur and follow the leading of the Lord. And then he set out. The Lord arrested his attention and his affections. His heart change was then proven by his actions. Strangely and gloriously, Abram willingly followed the unusual leading of his God. But soon, the patriarch and his bride found themselves stressed out. After being distanced from everything natural and normal to them, they struggled with life in a strange land. They endured a severe season of famine. They were surrounded by hedonistic, narcissistic, dangerous neighbors. And sadly, it was then that Abraham copped out. The predestined man of God proved to be a patriarchal fool. Moses recorded Abram's heinous sin. Moses writes in Genesis 12, "Now there was a famine in the land, so Abram went down to Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was severe in the land. When he was about to enter Egypt, he said to Sarah, his wife, 'I know that you are a woman beautiful in appearance, and when the Egyptians see you, they will say, "This is his wife." Then they will kill me, but they will let you live. Well, say you are my sister, that it may go well with me because of you, and that my life may be spared for your sake.' When Abram entered Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. And when the princes of Pharaoh saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And for her sake, he dealt well with Abram. And he had sheep and oxen, male donkeys, male servants, female donkeys, and camels." And so we see that Abram, who was singled out, called out, set out, stressed out, who then copped out, he was ultimately helped out by God. And this was despite his sin and how he had harmed his bride. This is good news. This is gospel news. The sinful saint and his bride were saved by God. God consistently and unwaveringly adored his elect couple. Intimately, he kept his watchful eye on this son and daughter. Powerfully, God used his mighty hand to protect Sarah. And he also protected their marriage from intense abuse. Mercifully, God responded to Abram's sin, and graciously he called his horribly sinful saint to see his transgression and repent. And in the end, the man of faith experienced God's faithfulness despite his wretched display of unfaithfulness. And how did the sinful saint respond? Did he go to timeout? No, it's beautiful. It's how he responded each time his merciful God displayed his unmerited affection. Abram built an altar and called out to God. That's in chapter 13, verses 3 to 4. He journeyed on from the Negev as far as Bethel to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place where he had made his altar at the first. And there he called upon the name of the Lord. He repented. He went back to where his tent had been at the beginning, to where he had made his altar at the first. By the way, this is not the end of the story, for the ups and downs of Abram, Sarah, Hagar, Lot, and all their family continue. It's what we call the Bible, and it continues today. Moses records lots of these episodes of faithlessness and failure. In Genesis chapter 20, Abraham commits the same exact sin again, as he prefers himself and sends his bride to the harem of another lusty man. Yet, even though Abraham was unfaithful, God was faithful again and again. And God led Abram to lead his family in building an altar and calling on the name of the Lord. So, sinful saint, how have you dishonored your Heavenly Father? What addictions have you given into again? What sins seem to hold you? What laws have you transgressed? What have you sworn away only to taste again? How have you harmed those most dear to you? How have you proven to be foremost in your own affections? How have your affections to the Lord waned? Have you used your body, the temple of the Lord, in profane ways? What sinful thoughts have ruled your head? How, like me, have you not loved Jesus Christ with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Many are the ways. So what should you do? Well, here's what you should not do. Do not keep your distance from God for a period of time to prove your seriousness. You should not put yourself into spiritual timeouts of sorts. Francis Chan writes in his book, Forgotten God, of his tendency to do such. He says, "This was a regular pattern for me. I wanted to prove that I was sorry for what I did by being faithful for a period of time. I wanted to develop a good track record before pursuing my relationship with God again. I wanted God to see that I could be a good servant. Then I felt good enough to talk with God again. No, my sin-sick but gospel-redeemed friends, instead of putting yourself in an ego-stroking, never-satisfying, unnecessary, fruitless, and sinful timeout, believe the gospel and call out to your faithful, consistent, never-temperamental, always merciful, and only gracious Father. God is the Heavenly Father of prodigals, and He looks your way with a convicting spirit, watching gaze, feet ready to run, arms wide open, brand new shoes, spectacularly cleaned robe, and new rings for your fingers. And oh, how He is eager to reconcile and feast. Broken brother and sister, nothing can separate you from your Savior's undying and unwavering affection. There is absolutely not one hint of condemnation for all of you who are found in Christ Jesus. Christ has already died and forgiven you. Therefore, quickly confess your sins and immediately enjoy the experience of His undeserved love. Go ahead, right now, despite your horrid sin, find your quiet place and commune with God. Go before the throne of God with confidence. He longs for you to enjoy the undeserved riches of the perfect relationship He has secured for you. And then leave behind your sin. Turn from your shame. Forget your track record. Your Abba Father is nearer than you know. Your Heavenly Dad is calling you to jump in His lap. How long will you make Him wait?